7:45, quarter till six, time now, quarter till eight, time to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa. Highs of 100 degrees today, 100 tomorrow, 94 on Sunday, increasing chance for showers through the weekend, 20% today, 30% tomorrow, 60% Sunday. Mark Rosa, it's too hot.
Tommy, I thought this was unseasonably warm. We're in June. Triple-digit temperatures.
It's crazy,
right?
I know.
It is crazy. We've got to go to July and August. Can we just get rid of August completely and hop to September? I mean, it's like I'm not going to make it.
Interesting you said that, because I had an idea yesterday that you and I summit Mount Everest.
That one-way trip. I want to get up there and I don't want to come down.
Well, sometimes that happens. And things don't go perfectly smoothly. But I think we should put that on our bucket list, that you and I are going to go and get some Sherpas and go to a base camp and summit Everest, and we'll see how that goes. Probably
as long as it's cool weather.
It'll be cool.
It'll be cool.
Yeah.
Bring
Tell
a hoodie.
Me about, it's going to be pretty, but although sometimes I think, and I've been, no. You know what I do during the summertime? I watch shows like Crab Fishing and Climbing Mount Everest to try to make me cooler. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But now I'm on to the Everest shows. But
there
sometimes it gets, it's just misery. Why anybody would want to do that? I don't know. The economy is miserable. Why anybody would want to buy gas? Why anybody would want to do anything? I don't know. How bad is inflation, Mark? And where does that factor in the borrowing? Because, boy, it just seems like you got prices going up, interest rates are going up, maybe they're putting stuff on their credit card. I don't know. Talk to us through all of this, because it seems like a perfect storm of disaster.
It is kind of a perfect storm. It's a unique set of circumstances, Tommy, coming out of the pandemic, and then we had such pent-up demand that, you know, GDP figures came out for the fourth quarter, and it was up almost 7%. That's almost an unprecedented number. I think we've seen numbers that high before, but it's very rare for an economy like ours. And what I mean by that is ours is the largest in the world, to grow at a 7% rate. That's virtually impossible. Well, how do you achieve that? Well, you pull people back, you lock them in their homes long enough. And when we're released, I mean, we have to go and buy things, and we're trying to get back on our feet and get back to work and so on. So you had that number that was inflated, but inflation as a phenomenon, it comes into that equation. And what I think people, what's missed sometimes is inflation is many times quoted in two different terms. You have a nominal rate of inflation, and then you have the real rate of inflation, or real rate of growth, or real income growth. So nominal, the economists say things like this, nominal is in name only. And if you're saying, well, GDP was up 5% nominally, okay, well, then that's not adjusted for inflation. So the real rate, real as a technical term, that's the adjustment for inflation. So when we had a fourth quarter GDP, the real rate was close to 7%. That means that we were blowing and going. I mean, the economy could hardly keep up with itself. And, of course, we have worker shortages and business getting back online, and that's when we see this push. So then we came into first quarter of this year, and inflation was ramping up then. So we had a real GDP measurement of 1.5% for the first quarter, negative, because the effect of inflation was enough to overcome the nominal rate and push us down into negative territory. And that's where we're seeing at an increasing rate, people are talking about, well, are we in a recession already? When you and I were in school, the simple measure of recession was, well, we had two consecutive quarters of negative growth, just what I was reporting, what was the first quarter. So here we come to the end of June. That's the end of the second quarter. They're going to be rubbing their hands together at the National Bureau of Economic Research. They're the ones that keep track of whether we're in a recession or not. And that'll be interesting to see what second quarter brings, because I think even inflation was higher in the second quarter than it was in the first quarter. But we can see how damaging it is to the entire economy when you measure it in those ways and report it in the right way, not the nominal rate, but the real rate. And that's where those negatives will come in. And Market Watch, which is the kind of a product of the Wall Street Journal, and that's where I get a lot of my economic statistics. Now they're starting to report nominal personal income versus real disposable income. So somebody would say, well, I got a raise at work and my income has gone up and I changed positions and I got a promotion and I don't feel any better off. What's happened to them is an economic term called money illusion, where you're getting all this money, but I can't get ahead. I still can't keep, I can't douse up some debt and pay down some things or take a vacation. I still don't have the money because they're focused on the nominal income and not their real income after inflation has taken effect on their income. So back where you started, as far as technically, it's better to be borrowing in high rates of inflation than to be saving. The savings rates now, reported on a real term, are all negative. You have any of the bank accounts that we're talking about, any of the certificates of deposit, they're not paying 8-9%. So you get a 5% CD, that's the nominal rate, and you subtract out a 7% inflation rate, well, you're down 2%. You got a negative rate of return. So when you hear economists say, no, go borrow money, why would you do that? Well, borrow money and you lock in a rate today. And if inflation persists, you're paying the bank back with less valuable money. It will be less valuable to them. So it's kind of financially advantageous to be a debtor when inflation is raging, because it's like, well, you have the use of the money and you're paying it back with less valuable money. You're paying it back to the bank with less valuable money. I know
with
sometimes
the caveat,
we only
have a minute left, but with the caveat that you got to watch where you borrow it and what interest rate you pay and how you borrow it,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Well, yes, and for a multitude of reasons. Tom, for the past year, you and I have been saying, well, refinance your house, refinance your car, do everything you can to grab rates while they were lower. And when rates started to tip up, if you had locked in a lower rate, obviously you're better off. But even, now I was listening to an analyst yesterday from Morgan Stanley. He says, no, I think this is going to, this inflation, the Fed's going to keep ratcheting up rates for the summer. And by the end of the year, we should see something materially different, meaning better, that inflation's going to really start coming down. Well, that's a forecast. That's a prediction. But, nobody knows until we finally get to that point. But, the conversation about recession coming in, when is inflation going to ebb? What can the government do, and will they do it, to pull this inflation down? And I think a lot can be done, and they are doing some things. But it's a question of, we would want to see it not persist very long. Let's get this behind us as fast as we can.
Mark and I are moving to Nepal, and we're going to become Sherpas. And we'll never have to worry about the hot weather or the economy again. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Tommy.
Oh, you're bigger than me. You're going to be carrying the oxygen, just so you know. Mark Rosa, he'll be back Monday with Monday Morning Markets at Mark as we take a look a week at the head on Wall Street. 7:54, 6 till 8. Traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.